Yeah, this was a great tip from a listener, a mom in Issaquah, who the Issaquah schools have just caved in to this ridiculous, politically correct, all of our children have to be, you know, protected from anything that's competitive. And so she told me, have you seen or heard about the graduation adornments for the Issaquah schools? And then she sent me the flyer that the Issaquah schools have sent out to the parents. Let me read this to you. We wanted to take the opportunity to update everyone on the graduation committee's decision regarding graduation adornment for the class of 2020 and beyond. Our principal sent out a message to students and families regarding the discussions and decisions around graduation honors and adornments, such as the removal of class rank and the addition of honor stoles and cords for achievements related to GPA and participation in clubs and sports. Our best efforts are to ensure that all students felt honored and recognized at graduation for their various achievements. We came to realize that the addition of the various cords and stoles created added feelings of pressure and stress for our students. And so they're not going to rank students by GPA because it puts too much pressure on kids. They're not going to allow the high-achieving kids who, you know, have made honor society. They're not going to allow them to have an adornment on their graduation outfit because it will make them look special. And it might make the other kids, maybe the kids who didn't work as hard at school, kids who didn't earn the same high honor, they might feel bad if they see their classmates being recognized. You compete in sports or music, drama. You used to get an adornment for your robe for that. Well, no more. Because the kids who, you know, just sit around playing video games every day, they might feel bad if their classmates are being recognized for their participation. It's just insanity. Their last paragraph of this long message. So let's see. We have decided there are more appropriate venues than the graduation ceremony to celebrate individual accomplishments. And moving forward, cords and stoles will no longer be offered or allowed at the graduation ceremony. We hope these changes will help us meet our goal of ensuring all students feel recognized and honored for all they have achieved over their high school career. But we're not going to honor the kids who achieve the most, because that's going to make other kids feel bad. What a pathetic approach. What a pathetic groundwork or foundation for life. That we're telling, but you know, we're hearing that from all the Democrat presidential candidates. You know, the Green New Deal. You know, we'll provide a basic income for people unwilling to work. That's from, you know, high school on. That's the message. We'll tax the guy who works really hard and give you his money. That way you won't have to work hard. It might make you feel bad that the hardest workers have more in life than you. So we'll take the stuff from the hardest workers and we'll give it to the people who don't want to work hard. Vote for me. And this is the attitude in our high schools now. This is the attitude our kids are being taught. We won't recognize achievement because it'll make the lower achievers feel bad. It's pathetic.